Welcome to the Soul of Innovation podcast. I am Thomas Anglero, and I want to share with you a philosophy, a way I see the world that has absolutely freed me and will free you from all the pressure that you have to do everything right. You have to make every decision correct all the time, that if you blow it, you've missed that moment that you needed. It's not true. I want to introduce you to something that I've learned is called the law of plenty. The law of plenty is pretty simple. What it means is if you miss that moment, there's going to be another moment. If there's a promotion, if there's money there, let's say, in the street, and you didn't pick it up, no problem. There's more money. It's a mindset. It's a mindset that you have to understand that what is happening to you, that thing, that person, that opportunity, is not the only one. That there are many, many, many more to come. Let's give you some examples. Let's say you have a job offer. There's an opportunity, and you want that job. You interview and you don't get that job. Instead of what usually most people do is saying, oh, that was my big chance. Oh, I could have done so many amazing things. And you go into some type of depression. You jump inside of an ice cream box of Ben and Jerry's or something like that. You have to understand that that was just one moment, one opportunity. There are so many more opportunities coming. Thinking in regards to money, that stock investment, let's say, that opportunity to invest in that startup. And God knows we all could have invested in Amazon 20, 30 years ago. We all could have invested in Tesla 2 years ago and made fortunes. You can't beat yourself up because of the law of plenty. There are going to be more great stock options, more other opportunities, more opportunities to join that startup team, more opportunities to join that company, more opportunities to say yes to that bonus, more opportunities to say yes to that girl or to that guy or the next girl or the next guy. Do you understand? Just because in that one moment when you should have said to that girl or guy, yes, and you didn't, and you want to beat yourself up, oh, I felt like an idiot, oh, I should have did this, oh, I'm never going to have a chance again, you're going to have a chance again. And the secret, the power of this, is, as I said before, forgive yourself. The law of plenty says that there will be many, many more opportunities. There is nothing that is finite. When you understand this, then when you need to make the decision in that moment, you actually make better decisions because you don't feel that pressure. You don't feel that it's all or nothing right now. Oh my God, I have to come up with the best answer. Oh my God, this is a moment. Oh my God, I'm going to blow it. It's always that negative talk. But when you understand the law of plenty, you believe and run your life based on the law of plenty, then you're not stressed in that moment. And you actually do what is right. You actually begin to listen to your gut versus listen to your brain, which is stressing. The gut doesn't stress. The gut is feeling everything. Your gut is in connection to everyone else and to everything else, and you're able to make the best decision for you in that moment. So then all of a sudden, instead of living in a life of, let's say, poverty regarding moments, you're living in a life of plenty, because every time there's a moment, you're optimized, you're at your best, you're feeling great, you're thinking great, you're happy. You know that this is just one of many, many things. You see everything as, God, this is a great moment. I can't wait for the next one. Versus the other one is, oh my God, this is my last opportunity. Oh, do you get it? This crisis is going on now. This pandemic now. Use the law of plenty. What are you doing today? What situation do you have? Do you have a phone call coming up and you say, I got to book this appointment. I got to have this person sign this contract, or something negative is going to happen. Think of the law of plenty. If you don't book that person, if you don't get that assignment, there's going to be another person, another assignment. Trust me. Recently, I could tell you a story that I have been stressing over trying to get through to some people for them to understand this different way in which I work. I'm telling you, this has been years. Years. I've applied the law of plenty. I just took away from the stress of the whole thing. I said, I didn't give up. I didn't say the hell with it. I did the opposite. I said, in time, they will get it. They have to get it. They're going to get it. It's just the way it's meant to be. Do you know how the breakthrough took less than a month and a half? And the breakthrough happened at the moment that I accepted the law of plenty. Do you understand that the roadblock, the hindrance towards what you want is you, and how you see things? Is that you're stressing it? Is that you're stressing the moment? You're stressing that event, and therefore it will not happen? You know, we all hear stories of couples that want to get pregnant. They can't get pregnant because they're so stressed out about it. They go to the clinics, they go to special doctors, and eventually the couple says, you know what? We give up. No more special treatments, no nothing. We accept that we're not going to have kids. And then like 2 months later, the woman's pregnant. Accept this moment. There'll be more moments. The law of plenty. There's always going to be more money. There's not just that $1 million. You know how many million dollars there are in the world? I mean, Jeff Bezos alone, I think he has $1 million? That's crazy. And that's one guy. And there's 6 billion people on the planet. There's a lot of $1 million out there. There's a lot of everything out there. There's a lot of people giving hugs out there. You missed a hug, you gotta get this. I think you gotta get a billion other chances. Then saying there's the law of plenty. There's a lot of everything. And if you see life as a lot of everything, it's so relaxing. But let me tell you something. Now that you're excited about the law of plenty, you understand it. You can't just sit on your butt and expect the world to come to you. The law of plenty doesn't work that way. The law of plenty says that you are to do what you're supposed to be doing, the way you're supposed to be doing it, with the energy and enthusiasm that you always have. And if in that moment you don't get a yes, instead you get a no, there will be more yeses. But it won't come to you. That's a violation of all laws, being a non-contributor to all laws. Understand? So it's not going to come to you while you're watching Netflix. And the law of plenty comes to you when you are going to it. Go forth and spread beauty and light. Be nice to yourself. Be excited by every opportunity that comes your way. And when it just passes by you, there's another one coming. And guess what? Another one. And another one. And another one. It's the law of plenty. It's fantastic. I am telling you, I am not full of crap. I don't do this podcast because I'm full of it. I am sharing with you the things that are working in my life in real time that I know will help all of you. It is not just a mindset. This is a like get rich quick scheme without buying anything. You actually do buy something. You buy into you. You buy into the fact that the law of plenty will provide for you, and you're less stressed. You're more happy. And all of a sudden things are happening for you that hasn't happened for you before. And you're like, yes, you're just rocking and killing it. That's what this is all about. All right. Have fun. Be happy. Smile all day long. Don't stress out too much, okay? The law of plenty is on your side as soon as you accept you. You got this. I love you. This is Thomas Inglero, and I'm always going to be here for you. Until the next time. Thank you for listening to that episode. If you want to contact me, you can contact me on my website at inglero.com, and you can also subscribe to the newsletter, or you can find me anywhere on social media with Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you so much, and I hope to hear from you very soon.